Do Scooby-Doo.
Oink, oink. Oink, oink.
Good morning, Mrs. Mouse. How do you do?
Squeak, squeak. Squeak, squeak.
Do-do-do-do.
Good morning, Mr. Dog. How do you do?
Woof, woof.
One night as I was sleeping, something awakened me. There was a light on in my barn, so I went down to see. I peeked through a big old crack in the door, and what do you think I saw? The animals were having a barn dance right in the horse's stall. And there was the chicken doing the chicken reel, and the muskrat rambled on. The old cow did the cow-cow boogie, and the rooster crowed a song. A mouse came out of his hiding place, and he danced on one leg. The old hen got so tickled that she almost laid an egg. They were all dressed up for the barn dance. It made me want to laugh. The rabbit wore a big bow tie, and the pig was a-looking in a looking glass. And the goose danced with the gander till an old goat butted in. The horse was a-horsing around a lot until a mare got mad at him. And there was the chicken a-doing the chicken reel, and the muskrat rambled on. The old cow did the cow-cow boogie, and the rooster crowed his song. A mouse came out of his hiding place, and he danced on one leg. The old hen got so tickled that she almost laid an egg. And there was the chicken doing the chicken reel, and the muskrat rambled on. The old cow did the cow-cow boogie, and the rooster crowed a song. A mouse came out of his hiding place, and he danced on one leg. The old hen got so tickled that she almost laid an egg.
Are you ready? After four, one, two, three. Here's a little song all about the rockin' rhubarb. It's called The Funky Farmyard.
Every night by the pale moonlight, the farmyard's full of soul. All the pigs and chickens waiting to do the rock and roll. And they go ooh, ar, ooh, ar, ooh, ar, ooh, ar, ooh, ar.
All right.
Ooh-ah-ray.
Some row down on Jollity Farm. All the little birds go tweet, tweet, tweet. The lambs all bleat and shake their feet. Everything's a perfect treat down on Jollity Farm. Regular in habit, the cock begins to crow. And the old buck rabbit says, I'm a do-de-o-do. All the little ducks go, the cows all moo, the bulldogs too. Everyone says, how do you do down on Jollity Farm?
Nothing grows in the day we came.
misery farm is our farm's name. We're miserable, so miserable down on misery farm. So are the animals, so are the vegetables down on misery farm. The hens won't lay, we can't make hay. We work all day and we get no pay. We're miserable, so miserable down on misery farm. Oh, yeah. Now we've got a cart with part of the cart stuck in the middle of the swamp. The old grey mare, she looks at it there, stuck in the middle of the swamp. We'll be digging it out next May, patching it up for Derby Day. We're miserable, so miserable down on misery farm. So are the animals, so are the vegetables down on misery farm. The hens won't lay, we can't make hay. We work all day and we get no pay. Da-da-da. We're miserable, so miserable down on misery farm. Oh, we're miserable, so miserable down on misery farm. So are the animals, so are the vegetables down on misery farm. The hens won't lay, we can't make hay. We work all day and we get no pay. We're miserable, so miserable down on misery farm.
Well, hiya there, cutie.
So hello, Rube. What have you got in the basket?
Vegetables.
Oh, did you grow them yourself?
Yes, sir. Why, I've got a cucumber here that's bigger than anything you ever saw.
A cucumber? What's that?
Why, that's one of them there things that's long and round and hard.
Oh, yes, I have one every night before I go to sleep.
Every night?
Oh, yes, sometimes two or three a night.
Don't you ever get tired of them? You know, if you eat too many of them, you'll get sick to your stomach.
Oh, I don't always eat them. When I do, I always soften them up first. I won't get indigestion.
You'd have quite a time eating all of mine.
Oh, yeah? How big is yours?
Well, it's about 24 inches long.
My gosh.
And about 6 inches thick.
My gosh.
And the prettiest green color you ever saw.
Oh, my gosh.
Why, what's the matter, ma'am?
Did you say it was green?
Why, certainly. I never saw one that was any other color. Of course, that's only the skin. If you cut the skin away, why, it's white underneath.
Hmm. And what else do you have around here?
Well, we have some beautiful cherries. Very young and pink and thin-skinned. Of course, they get a little tougher after they've been plucked.
After they've been what?
Plucked.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said truck.
Don't they have cherries where you come from?
Hell no. I come from Hollywood, and there hasn't been a cherry there in 20 years.
Well, don't you have any fruit out there?
Oh, the town's lousy with them. Say, tell me, do you have any animals on your farm?
Oh, sure, I've got a lot of cows and a bull.
Oh, then you must have some of those cute little collars.
No, ma'am, mine are all bullets.
Say, I milked a cow once.
Well, yeah, how'd you make out?
Not very well, but the cow enjoyed it.
How come?
It was a bull.
You must have had your hands full.
Speaking of fruit, what kind of fertilizer do you put in your strawberries?
Well, I don't put fertilizer on them, miss. I always use just sugar and cream.
I had a wonderful pair a couple of years ago.
Yeah, from here they still look good.
Say, what else do you raise in your farm?
Well, I raise a lot of peas. As a matter of fact, I grow so many we can't eat them all. We use them for fishing.
For fishing? Why do you fish with peas?
Oh, we just scatter a handful in the pond. When the fish comes up to take a pee, we hit him over the head with a club.
Oh, it must be wonderful to own a farm. To be surrounded by cows and horses, pigs and chickens.
And geese.
Oh, do you have geese here, too?
Yes, ma'am. And just to show you how much I like you, before you leave here today, I'm going to give you the finest goose you ever had.
Oh, yeah? You better not. I used to be a sword swallower in my younger days. And you might lose a finger.
Oh, well, don't get mad, ma'am. Matter of fact, before you leave, I've got a wonderful new invention to show you.
An invention? What is it?
Well, it's a chemical. Now, I just put it in a jar with a butterfly, and I get a jar full of butter.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
And if I put it in a jar with a honeybee, I get a lot of honey.
Oh, that's marvelous. What else can you do with it?
Well, I don't know yet, but I'm going out tonight and get me some pussy willow.
nice farm. Everybody knows that they work real hard. Bobby Joe sweating in the noonday sun. Betty right beside him till the work's all done. But every now and then they get a strong desire to crawl up in the hay and set the barn on fire. Now the hay needs hauling, the horse needs stop, the corn needs cutting, but the tractor stop. They're climbing up the ladder, clear to the loft, shucking those dirty old work clothes off, singing brown chicken, brown.
Seed saying, cool it, man, he's doing a rock and roll boogie, yeah. It's a down on the farm. Well, a rock and roll boogie is down on the farm. It ain't a hurting a thing, it ain't a doing no harm. The farmer's on the tractor, he's got it low. A pushing on the gas saying, go cat, go. He's doing a rock and roll boogie, yeah. It's a down on the farm. Well, the rock and roll boogie is a down on the farm. It ain't a hurting a thing, it ain't a doing no harm. And his kids, they all got it too. They run around the house doing a hoochie-coo. They're doing a rock and roll boogie, yeah. It's a down on the farm. When the rock and roll boogie is a down on the farm, it ain't a hurting a thing, it ain't a doing no harm. The cows and the ducks, the chickens too, they're heading for the water hole two by two. Doing a rock and roll boogie, yeah. It's a down on the farm. Well, a rock and roll boogie is a down on the farm. It ain't hurting a thing, it ain't a doing no harm. A rock and roll boogie is a down on the farm. It ain't a hurting a thing, it ain't a doing no harm.
away hay, smell wheel, it's stacked in a barn. These are the few things gonna fight on a farm. Yeah, down on the farm. Yeah, down on the farm. I love the way farm supplies those smell.
Came up in a small town, couple trees and a creek we could float down. Ain't much to see when you look around, just farms for miles. And you can find me riding around on some 33s, a cock back kicking dirt on my John D's. International harvesting us some whole wheat. Yeah, let's take a ride.
Just living the farm life. Yeah, we're living the little back road swagger, that's how we roll. We plow it and we plant it and we drive it real slow in the farm life. Just living the farm life.
We waking up in the morning before the sun does. Feed the cows and the chickens and the ducky ducks. Ain't got a lot, but we got enough. Yeah, you know what's all about. Touching dirt with your bare hands. Fixing up, taking care of your family land. Wife it up, become a family man. Ooh, just settle down.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Just living the farm life. Yeah, we're living the farm life. It's county life, simple, don't complicate it. Big city living, no, it's overrated. And the farm life, yeah, living the farm life.
Get a little sauce. Get your girl, kick it back, kick your boots off. Maybe wake up in somebody else's hayloft. If you know what I mean.
I do.
We can park it out there on the tailgate. Talk about nothing till the day breaks. Amarillo by morning by George Strait. Yeah, we got it on repeat.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
supervise my call for me immediately. And holding $60,000, I watch his dump the trucks to New York's cornflakes in the sea. Now I'm a farmer, and I'm digging, 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 digging. Now I'm a farmer, and I'm digging, 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 digging.
It's alarming how charming it is to be a farmer. How farming and farming affects up the air.
Now look here, son. The right thing to say. Necessarily what you want to say. The right thing to do. Necessarily what you want to do. The right thing to grow. Necessarily what you want to grow. Your own happiness.
Just
necessarily teach you what you want to know.
Well, I'm suntanned and deep, so's the horse, and my hands are deeply gray. Old horses are grazing, it's amazing just how lazily he took the strain. Well, my pick and spade are rough, cause I'm paid on turf to leave my square upon field bed.
What I grow. Tomatoes, potatoes, stew, eggplants, potatoes, tomatoes.
And a warm good evening to you, my friends, from rural Maine. Yes, this is rural Maine. It may not seem like it, big city of Bangor and all, but it's pretty rural around here. You go 2 miles away from here, you're in a horse farm. Honest, it's great. Ah, yes. It's mostly green, but now it's bright white. Anyway, I told you to bring a pair of shoes, didn't I? Yeah, we're in the farm. And you're on your own, but we'll do the best we can for you. We started out with Crazy Elephant, and that was Come to the Farm, and here you are. Good Morning Farm Animals was the Bounce Patrol, and I kind of got a giggle out of that no matter what. So the video will make you puke, though, okay? Tom T. Hall, The Barn Dance, The Funky Farmyard was the Wurzels from England. They've been together since the 60s, and they're as old as I am. What do you think about that? Hal Swain and his band on the Regal label in 1930. That was Jollity Farm. You've heard that before. Bonzo did that. Misery Farm was Tommy Handley from 1928. Which came first, the Jollity or the Misery? I think both at the same time. Farm Life, prefer to remain anonymous. Brown Chicken, Brown Cow was Trace Adkins. Let's see, Down on the Farm Boogie from Bill Chappelle. Seasick Steve. And Down on the Farm, different farm, different down on, and you know. Farm Life was Colt Ford, featuring Justin Moore and The Faces with Rod Stewart. Miss Judy's Farm. And The Who. The Who. Now I'm a farmer. How do you think of that? So, yeah, we're farmers this week. We got our bibs on. We got our pitchfork. So keep your hands to yourself. I'm warning you. It could happen. And all that good stuff. Coming up. I'm going to give this a little bit of an intro. These guys are actual farmers. They're called the Peterson Farm Brothers, and they do a lot of silly songs, a lot of silly parodies, and I got two of them for you. They do not last forever, although they may seem like it. And then we'll continue on our way, and we'll come back and discuss it in great, great detail, okay? Make it happen.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Working farmer style.
Farmer Style.
We are the Peterson Farm Bros, and we're farming and we grow it. We love agriculture and we want the world to know it. Farming is a way of life with many different flavors, being stewards of the gifts God gave us.
Out here on the farm,
we're running green John Deere tractors.
Out here on the farm,
we work in many weather factors.
Out here on the farm,
we're working hard to raise your food.
Out here on the farm, on the family farm.
Agriculture is so important to me and should be to you.
Hey!
Working farmer style.
Farmer style.
Work, 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 work.
Working farmer style. Farmer style.
Work, 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 work.
Working farmer style.
Hey, for my cattle. Work, 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 work.
Working farmer style.
Hey, from the field. Work, 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 work.
Farmers are working harder than you might imagine, but that is just because we have a job that is our passion. We will work sun up to sundown time and time again, as if working for the Lord and not for men.
Out here on the farm,
we get away from lights of cities.
Out here on the farm,
the countryside is nice and pretty.
Out here on the farm,
we work together as a family.
Out here on the farm, on the family farm.
Agriculture is so important to me and should be to you.
Hey!
The world and we'll never ever cease to pay. We need to aid. We all need farmers to provide us with the food, 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 food.
Working farmer style.
Farmer style.
Work, 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 work.
Working farmer style.
Farmer style.
Work, 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 work.
Working farmer style.
Hey, for my cattle.
Work, 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 work.
Working farmer style.
Hey, from the field.
Work, 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 work.
Is what we feed our cattle so they grow big and strong and then become the food that keeps us living nice and long. Our crops like corn and wheat help make diets complete. Without the farmers working, we would all be starving.
You know what I'm saying? Working farmer style.
Thank a farmer.
Work, 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 work. Working farmer style.
Work, work, work.
Working farmer style.
Of mud, my speed now expires.
tractor stuff. Rode down the dirt roads, there's no limit, we brought the chain.
Tractor
driving through Kansas, yeah, Kansas, it's beautifully plain.
Tractor,
we hooked it up to the tractor on the dry land.
Tractor,
hold the chain tight, man, what a sight. Yeah, yeah, it should be fine.
It was one of them deals,
but we pulled it out just fine.
Now there's no tractor stuff. Tractor stuff. Yeah, 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 tractor stuff. Tractor stuff. And I was spinning out the wheels. It was one of them
gotta watch out when you buy online. Don't turn out good all the time. Why y'all gotta make fun that way? It plows it up, it bales it hay. Give me a minute while I put this dip in. Hit with a purse there, you be tripping. Snapshot, cheap shot, take a look. Post it all up on your Facebook. Everybody hating on my new rig. Cows and chickens, dog and pig. Jump on my tractor, let it blow. Got you tripping on a double rainbow. Fire it up, yo, hear y'all laughing. Making it rain, I'm a redneck rapping. Pepto-Bismol, flashing pink. I know y'all really wanna be me. Play the sweet song, turn in a corner. Barbie would drive it, she was a farmer. When I think about it, I just get madder. I got stuck with a pretty pink tractor. Oh yeah, yeah. I need to go to town, trade it in for a green or brown. Who wants the pretty pink?
Famous friends, yeah, he liked dropping names. I said, well, how'd it do? It's good for you. I dig a lot of those actors. But son, you ain't got a thing on me. See, I got friends with tractors. They'll grow your groceries, haul a load, pull you out, then fix the road. They're good at slowing speeders down when they pass through from out of town. I'll live out in the country, happily ever after. I got everything I need, cause I got friends with tractors. On Friday night, we hit the woods, go bogging in our trucks. It's just about a guarantee some good old boy gets stuck. Where I come from, you can bet your butt, a mud hole ain't a factor. I'll sink mine to the floorboards, cause I got friends with tractors. They'll grow your groceries, haul a load, pull you out, then fix the load.
slowing speeders down when they pass through from out of town. I live out in the country, happily ever after. I got everything I need, cause I got friends with tractors. Yeah. I've been to fancy five-star restaurants and I left there barely fed. They charged me for the water, the butter and the bread. That gourmet meal looked more to me like fish bait on a cracker. But I'll stay fat and happy, cause I got friends with tractors. And they'll grow your groceries, haul a load, pull you out and fix the road. They're good at slowing speeders down when they pass through from out of town. We'll live out country, happily ever after. I got everything I need, cause I got friends with tractors. Yeah, I got everything I need, cause I got friends with tractors. Yeehaw! Yeah, man, talking about Internationals and John Deere's, Massey Ferguson's, whatever you got. Don't discriminate. Front end loaders, bush hogs, post hole diggers. Need them. Gotta have them. I believe I do know one actor. Is Larry the Cable Guy an actor? Oh well. He's got a tractor.
Michael McDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on his farm he had James Brown, E-I-E-I-O.
With a ha, ha, and a ha, ha, and a here, hot, there, hot, good guy, hit me now.
Michael McDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on his farm he had John Anderson, E-I-E-I-O.
And we were swinging here and a swinging there, and a Charlotte Johnson hauled off and slapped me.
Michael McDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on his farm he had Barry White, E-I-E-I-O.
With a oh, baby, and a oh, baby, and a yeah, now. Oh, baby.
Michael McDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on his farm he had the Bee Gees, E-I-E-I-O.
With a ha 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 and a ha ha and a
Michael McDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on his farm he had Bob Dylan, E-I-E-I-O.
With a howl, a hill, and a howl, and a, I ain't gonna work on Mikey's farm no more.
Michael McDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Oh, yeah, baby.
You know that they've been conducting experiments in laboratories recently with cloning and DNA. In fact, they are able to clone in, to program in certain deformities into animals so that they can experiment on them and possibly find a cure for these ailments. And they developed a frog with no head just before Christmas. It'll probably get elected to Congress. And they'll come up with some other really strange creatures. Now, they have to have somewhere to keep these animals. They can't just keep them in the lab for obvious reasons. So an old farmer, famous in folk song, came out of retirement, offered the use of his farm and his services to keep these animals. His name?
Farmer in the Dell.
Not Farmer in the Dell. Old MacDonald. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a lisping snake, E-I-E-I-O. With a hiff-hiff here and a hiff-hiff there, here a hiff, there a hiff, everywhere a hiff-hiff. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. Now old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a hair-lipped dog, E-I-E-I-O. With a mark, mark here, and a mark, mark there, here a mark, there a mark, everywhere, mark, mark, hit, hit here, hit, hit there, here a hit, there a hit, everywhere a hit, hit. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. Now old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a stuttering cow, E-I-E-I-O. With a moo-moo here and a moo-moo there, here a moo, there a moo, everywhere a mark-mark here, mark-mark there, here a mark, there a mark, everywhere, mark-mark, hit-hit here, hit-hit there, here a hit, there a hit, everywhere a hit-hit. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a dyslexic sheep, E-I-E-I-O. With an ab-ab here and an ab-ab there, here an ab, there an ab, everywhere an ab-ab. I-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me-me- there, a moo, everywhere, a marf, marf, here, marf, marf, there, here, a marf, there, a marf, everywhere, marf, marf, hit, hit, here, hit, hit, there, here, a hit, there, a hit, everywhere, a hit, hit. Old MacDonald had a deep farm, farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a deep farm, farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a narcoleptic pig, E-I-E-I-O. With a here and a there, here, a there, a everywhere, a ab, ab, here, ab, ab, there, here, and ab, there, and ab, everywhere, and ab, ab, e-me-me-me, moo-moo, here, me-me-moo-moo, there, here, a moo, there, a moo, everywhere, up. Marf, marf, here, marf, marf, there, here, a marf, there, a marf, everywhere, marf, marf, hit, hit, here, hit, hit, there, here, a hit, there, a hit, everywhere, a hit, hit. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a Tourette syndrome chicken, E-I-E-I-O. With a buck, buck here and a buck, buck there, here, a buck, there, a buck, here, there, here, there, everywhere. Ab, ab, here, ab, ab, there, here, an ab, there, an ab, everywhere, an ab, ab. Me, 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 moo, moo, here. Ab, a moo, moo, there. Here, up, moo, there, up, moo, everywhere, up. Marf, marf, here, marf, marf, there. Here, a marf, there, a marf, everywhere. Marf, marf, hit, hit, here, hit, hit, there. Here a hit, there a hit, everywhere a hit, hit. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a perverted frog, E-I-E-I-O. With a rubbit rubbit here and a rubbit rubbit there, here a rubbit, there a rubbit, everywhere a rubbit rubbit, buck buck here, buck buck there, here a buck, there a buck, tuck. Here, there, here, there, everywhere. Ab, ab, here, ab, ab, there, here, and ab, there, and ab, everywhere, and ab, ab. Yeah, me, 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 me. Marf, marf, here, marf, marf, there, here, a marf, there, a marf, everywhere. Marf, marf, hiss, hiss, here, hiss, hiss, there, here, a hiss, there, a hiss, everywhere, a hiss, hiss. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. Now old MacDonald had a deformed farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a drug-dealing duck, E-I-E-I-O. With a crack, crack here, and a crack, crack there. Here a crack, there a crack, everywhere. Crack, crack, rub it here. Rub it there. Here a rub it, there a rub it, everywhere. Rub it, buck, buck here, buck, buck there. Here a buck, there a buck, here, there, here, there, everywhere.
ab, ab here, ab, ab there, here an ab, there an ab, everywhere an ab, ab. Me, moo, moo here, moo, moo there, here up, moo, there up, moo, everywhere up, marf, marf here, marf, marf there, here a marf, there a marf, everywhere, marf, marf, hit, hit here, hit, hit there, here a hit, there a hit, everywhere a hit, hit. Old MacDonald had a deformed farm. E-I-E-I-O.
Can't get them out, and it's all we have to talk about. We got good people and it's their belief. What we need for the people is the farm relief. It looks to me we should all agree. What we need for the people is the farm relief. We can eat our belly with a turnip green, but we sure do have to plan and scheme. We all start working at the break of day, and we don't get credit and we don't get paid. It looks to me we should all agree, what we need for the people is a farm relief. Kids are all ragged and they got no shoes, and all we have is the farm relief blues. Us poor people have to work and fret, cause the doggone farm relief hasn't helped yet. It looks to me we should all agree, what we need for the people is the farm relief. Too high and the market's too low. We ask for credit and they all say no. We got good people and they all know well what the poor old farmer makes he can't sell. Don't you think we should all agree? What we need for the people is the farm relief. Little bee sucks the blossoms clean, and the big bee gets all the honey it's seen. Little man makes the cotton and the corn, and the big man goes around a tooting his horn. It looks to me we should all agree, what we need for the people is the farm relief. Weevils in the cotton, they're everywhere. Maybe they're in Washington or way up there. If you get there before I do, and you have no weevils, then I'll come too. It looks to me we should all agree, what we need for the people is a farm relief.
There were signs beside the road like Jesus said, and relieve yourself the fast and gentle way. I was looking for an old man who lived way back in these hills, who just might have a story I could tell. Pretty soon the blacktop disappeared. I felt the car change to a lower gear. I took a drink of liquor just to chase away the chill. I was 27 miles from Olive Hill. Ahead, I saw the bridge where I turned right. A dirt road led straight up a mountainside. I pulled up to a farmhouse I thought I had seen before. An old man and his dog were at the door. They told me this old-timer knew this land. I told him, sir, I just don't understand why the kids in this state just grow up and move away and leave the land where they were born and raised. He said, son, you can't make it on this land. unless you're happy working with your hands. There ain't no kids today that want to stay and work it out. They want to see the things they hear about. He said, I cleared this whole farm off myself, and I'd work it now, but time has got my help. Then staring out the window, resting in his easy chair, he told me what I'd really come to hear. That, you know, son, people used to tell their kids, now I don't want you to have to work the way I did. They don't, and some will tell you that it's a shame. But you have to think before you place the blame. I guess we must have talked a half a day, till I told him that I'd best be on my way. He shook my hand and said, I'm glad I met you, Mr. Hall, but I guess there ain't no song here after all.
With a very sweet crop, but as you can see, it's now bare. And the family who owns it says their family business is on the line because of early heavy rains. The rains came 3 weeks too early.
That critical period, it happened at the wrong time.
Jeopardizing their niche crop.
We're the largest supplier in the Southeast United States. I think it's the end of an era for Northwest Florida.
Four generations back.
It's family land.
They grew this business from the ground up.
We started with 3 acres of candy corn, and we grew it into this cotton candy empire.
Now they're the one and only producer of this sweet natural candy.
This is a sprig coming up of cotton candy, okay. And it should be about 3 feet tall right now.
But the majority of his plants are still in the ground.
This is cotton candy that got hit by last week's rain.
in this harsh season, his family is standing by to support him.
Just don't lose hope.
All right. I'm going to keep praying.
Could there be any kind of hope to restore cotton candy to how it used to be?
It would take a miracle.
Oh, man. Thank you. Want to taste?
With his family there.
I love you.
He's seeking to save the farm for his children.
Eat it. I don't know. I'm going to try to get in touch with some kind of government and see if we can get some help. Or, you know, we can't insure this crop. So, unfortunately, if we can't do something, we're going to have to, you know, sell the farm.
Candy cotton farmers say just one more rain and their candy farming days are over. In Allentown, April Fools, I'm Ricky Van.
I got a farm here in Mexico, and everybody's sure curious about what I grow. All kinds of people drop by, like the cops and the FBI. They say they're looking for something, and I say, well, be my guest. Knock yourself out, Chief. They walked all around it and still hadn't found it, but they promised me when they did, I'd be the very first one to know. They drive up in front of the house, acting authoritative and businesslike. But after a couple of hours out in the fields, they're so happy, they walked off and left their car here twice. When they're searching, I ain't allowed out of sight. So I stand around close and smoke my pipe. Cause a couple of deep breaths and they couldn't care less. They forget what they're looking for about half the time. Standing around laughing, shaking hands, calling one another brother. About a week ago, a prairie fire got to my squash, and no telling how far the wind carried the smoke. Well, dear hearts, for miles around, there was rejoicing in some of the wildest parties ever throwed. They say it's what's up front that counts, but in my case, it's what's close to the ground. My money crops hid underneath all them squashes and black-eyed peas. So if the crop on top's a flop, I still got it knocked as long as the cops don't look down. I knew my luck couldn't last forever, and it finally ran out last week. One of them federal guys tripped over a squash and fell face down right into my weeds. Well, they plowed up my crop and said I couldn't grow it. Seems there's some kind of law and I broke it, but they're both real nice. Even gave me some free advice. They said, you're supposed to reap what you sow, not smoke it.
To get help.
right back we are, and we have an entirely new playlist for you. So, you know, I'd advise you to wash your hands first before you handle it, okay? Just because it's been in the farm. Okay, we started with the two Peterson Farm Brothers tunes. Out of many, they have a whole lot of them. Check them out, they're okay. We heard Farmer Style, as in Gangnam Style, and Tractor Stuck, which needs no introduction. Pretty Pink Tractor was Tim Hawkins. The Wurzels back again, because, you know, they're farm boys from England. That was the Tractor Song. Friends with Tractors was Rodney Atkins. I'm sorry, Atkins, not Chet Atkins. Tim Wilson, Michael McDonald had a farm. I detect a small rivalry going there or something. Old McDonald's Deformed Farm. I apologize if you found that in bad taste. I did too, but so what? All right, that was Seamus Kennedy. Lone Star Ranger from Guess Where, and that was the Farm Relief Song. Can we get a little of that going? You know, because that's where the food comes from. Yeah, not from coal mines. And anyway, don't get me started. February 27th, 1971, Kentucky. And that was Tom T. Hall, A Guy in Search of a Song. Too bad he didn't find it. The Farmer is the One Who Feeds Us. That was Dan Zanes and his friends, the Cotton Candy Farming. April Fools was Ricky Van. I thought that was cute. There was also one about candy corn. Yeah, you don't want to hear that. Spanish Weed was Don Bowman. And Guns N' Roses, Down on the Farm. Different kind of farm, but basically the same, I guess. All right, so next week, stay tuned, because I'm going to give you another legendary cat show. Probably last for a while. It's been about 3 or 4 years, so you're going to want to tune in, because I got some new special stuff for you, okay? Meanwhile, I have a few things in designed to make you think a little bit, okay? And maybe share the lessons you learn, okay? I'll see you next week. Bring some catnip. You know the kind I like. Yeah, thank you.
This is a song about a rising problem with today's suburban lifestyle. America, it's time to take a righteous stand to protect our fathers' and grandfathers' land. I am for the farmer, I am for them all, but I ain't gonna let them steal my family's maul. Took away my daddy's maul last night to put up a farm. Lord, you know that ain't right. For America's malls, I will fight and picket, 'cause we gotta have a place to buy our lotto tickets. There's blood on the arcade, the escalator's down. Those hillbilly farmers wanna raise it to the ground. Gonna grab my 12-string, gonna grab my amp for the 46 cinemas and boutiques to lamp. Mall family, we're here for good. Farmer Jones, don't touch our cement, 'cause we don't want to see any cows in our Super K unless it's one of our special events. We're calling it Mall Aid. It's hosted by myself and my good friend Charles Haid. 'Cause this is the mall where my family was born, and I don't want to see it all covered up with corn. Now think about this. Where will the children go to meet? Spoiled white suburban kids can't loiter in the wheat. And think of all the hungry who'll be hurt if the Burger Kings and Denny's are replaced with clods of dirt. Mall family, we're here for good. Farmer Jones, don't touch our cement, 'cause we don't want to see any cows in our Super K unless it's one of our special events. Hear me out now. Mall family, we're here for good. Farmer Jones.
cement. Because we don't want to see any cows at our Super Game unless it's one of our special events. Shoppers of the world unite! You have nothing to lose but your credit limit!
Dog goes woof, cat goes meow, Twitter goes tweet, and my phone goes beep. Miley twerks, Katie roars, and the Chiefs go touchdown. Cycles quack, the Dow goes crunch, and the government shuts down. But there's one sound that no one knows. What does the farmer say?
Work, 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 work. Work, 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 work.
What does the farmer say?
Yip, 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 yip.
What does the farmer say?
Vroom, 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 vroom.
Legs are wide with the pliers on your side. Next time you eat your food of choice, listen for the farmer's voice. Voice, voice, voice. Listen for the farmer's voice. What does the farmer say?
Yawn, 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 yawn.
What does the farmer say?
Wave, 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 wave.
What does the farmer say?
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer. I need somebody with arms strong enough to wrestle a calf and yet gentle enough to deliver his own grandchild. Somebody to call hogs, tame cantankerous machinery, come home hungry, have to wait lunch until his wife's done feeding visiting ladies, then tell the ladies to be sure and come back real soon and mean it. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn colt and watch it die, then dry his eyes and say, maybe next year. I need somebody who can shape an axe handle from a persimmon sprout, shoe a horse with a hunk of car tire, who can make harness out of hay, wire, feed sacks, and shoe scraps, who planting time and harvest season will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon, and then painin' from tractor back put in another 72 hours. So God made a farmer. God had to have somebody willing to ride the ruts at double speed to get the hay in ahead of the rain clouds and yet stop in midfield and race to help when he sees the first smoke from a neighbor's place. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody strong enough to clear trees and heave bales, yet gentle enough to yean lambs and wean pigs and tend the pink-combed pullets, who will stop his mower for an hour to splint the broken leg of a meadowlark. It had to be somebody who'd plow deep and straight and not cut corners, somebody to seed, weed, feed, breed, and rake, and disc, and plow, and plant, and tie the fleece, and strain the milk, and replenish the self-feeder, and finish a hard week's work with a five-mile drive to church. Somebody who'd bail a family together with the soft, strong bonds of sharing. Who would laugh and then sigh and then reply with smiling eyes, when his son says that he wants to spend his life doing what Dad does. So God made a farmer.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-da, bum, 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 bum.